Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. I am your host, Evangelist Ty T.C. Nelson. This is the Fighting Hour Gospel Music Show. And we are on Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is our 1,386th episode. Hallelujah. This year, this past year, and all that has been locked in its history, Jesus knows your spirits feel down. So being the Savior he is, he came up with some songs that will encourage you, give you guidance, hope, strengthen your faith, build your stance, sharpen your prayers, build your focus on Christ, and more. Hallelujah, somebody. That's what Jesus do. And we must keep in our minds that Jesus is the key to all that has passed and to come. For the evil spirit of Lucifer has been uncovered, and we are the targets for his spirits. So we are the targets for the spirit that has been seen. All that we've been seeing, excuse me, brothers and sisters, excuse me, I shouldn't have ate dinner first. But yet, all that has transpired in the year 2020 from the beginning to the end, this has got unrevealing Lucifer's spirit. The spirit, the atmosphere has been set for evil spirit. And as you can see, what happened is truly putting out there. And this is the spirit that man is playing now is only being led by Lucifer because they have a desire to follow him. So for this year, we need to bring it and keep it with the joy of Christ's spirit. We need not to just build ourselves up, but like Christ think of it, by helping, praying, and doing God's will. Someone you do not know, that's spreading Jesus' spirit around. Hallelujah. Father God, we come in spirit and truth, Father God, just to worship you and to praise you, Father God, to give you all glory, Father God, for you are worthy of all praises, only in Jesus' name. Father God, I come down and ask you to denounce me, Father God, for it, and fill me with your spirit. But what we put together, Father God, you have shown me you have something that you want to touch our people with, Father God. I do pray, Father God, and knowing the Father that you are, the loving and caring Father, the word will conquer and go out and set forth what you have set forth what to do. So I give you the praise and the thank you now, Father God, for what you want to do, what you want to accomplish this night, Father God. For truthfully, we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, and only in Jesus' name we claim the victory over Lucifer. For we say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. So like I was saying earlier, Lucifer knows if the atmosphere is set right with prayer and shouting unto Jesus, it kills his dreams. And his dreams is like that guy was saying about what you've seen this past year. For a long time, people have been thinking that it's trying to set up a race war. But truthfully, a civil war was being set. For only power and only that those who desire to control and take over, you can't do it by taking over the race. If you want to take over the race, take over the government. By taking over the government, you control everything. And with that, we have to understand that with Christ on our side and with that spirit of Christ that rides through us, it destroys all Lucifer dreams. So our first song not only teaches us how to set the right atmosphere, but also teaches us why we were created with my homegirl named Martha Manzelli, Glorious.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
Yeah.
was created to make God's praise glorious. See, that's the thing about it. You got to set that right atmosphere. When you come, when you wake up in the morning, right there, you need to say, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give him a praise. Ask him to walk with you through the day to do his will. Ask him to use you to do his will. See, by doing those things, when you're out there doing those things, only his spirit is being shown. That means you're setting the right atmosphere. Like I told my son today, positive pushes away negative. Amen. See, when we do this, this is called worshiping. And when we worship God in the open, showing others what we need to see that, we are letting Lucifer know who flock we belong to. As Psalms 95, 6 to 7 speaks on that. Go read that now. Through worship, we learn we owe God a thank you. Oh, come on now. Somebody need to say amen on that. We owe God a thank you. Look back at your old past, your old time, your BC time period, and the way you were. I know. I stutter and say it again. I know I owe God a thank you. When you look, like I said, we look back over them at all the evil paths that Jesus walks you through. You know them paths, wherever it was. Chicago Mass Choir can lead the way on this one with thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Something we all need to be shouting every day. Thank you, Lord.
You
hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I mean, truthfully, the song said, when you look my soul is back and wonder how you brought me over. Stop. What has he brought you over is the question we need to look at. Because you look back at those things he brought you over, that truthful thank you comes screaming out. I'm trying to tell you. Because like they also said, when you remember, Jesus didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. You got to say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, somebody. And when you read Psalms 89:15-16, it speaks on joy for the blessed. Hallelujah. You got to scream for that one. If you're like me, when you realize that Jesus was real, my spirit grabbed victory over my flesh, meaning over Lucifer, over Lucifer's temptation and his influences. This is how we as believers can make 2021 through Christ the year of victory. Let's say it again. Through Christ, we as believers, that means those who truly walk with Christ, those who truly seen the evil that they had inside themselves that was pulling them away from something they truly wanted to be near. So they decided to shed everything, as my brother Apostle Paul said, denounced themselves and took on the fullness of Christ. Because those who take on the fullness of Christ are the only one that Christ is going to dwell in. And through that, we can take and overthrow all the evil spirit Lucifer leads on the earth. As my homegirl, Yolanda Adams, will lead the way with victory.
I got the victory. I got the sweet, sweet.
look at boxing, martial arts, car racing, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is, life, job, trying to get that position in the job, and when you finally get it, you put your hands up, you say, man, I got the victory over that job, I won that job. To win is to have victory. To say I won is to have victory over what you were challenging through to get the victory in. So whatever it is you're pushing hard for, whatever you're doing, imagine putting that into Christ. See, because God got things set for us. All we got to do is walk in his will, and those things will apply unto us. When we know we got walking in Christ and that victory is on us, when you know you're walking in victory over Lucifer's temptations and his influences, you are walking in what's called strengthened faith. Strengthened faith. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can go to Colossians 2, 6, and 7 and read more up on that. I pray in Jesus' name you'll go back and read these scriptures because God just got something to say to you on that. All right? Now, if we stay on the path, we can find out what it feels like feeling good all day and all night. Passing this joyful feeling of Christ onto others. Every evil spirit spreaded through people, the Holy Spirit is who they stole that from. Let me break it down for you. The Holy Spirit leads us unto God, unto Christ. So when we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and we're feeding the Spirit of God and dwelling and desiring more of it, he passes on to others. If you walk up to a person and you see they're having a bad day, I challenge you. Jesus, I challenge you to say to them, have a blessed day. And watch their face, expression, and everything change. You just pass the Holy Spirit on to them. It's connected into them. That's how the Holy Spirit does. Lucifer is the opposite of God. So God has Jesus. Lucifer has the Antichrist. God has angels. God has demons. Lucifer has demons. So demons do the same thing. They pass on to people. So if we're walking around and letting the Spirit of Christ go out, and that good feeling that we have, it destroys Lucifer. And I'm going to tell you right now, my man Fred Hammond can explain it better with I feel good. Come on, y'all.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing the simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good. I know it.
Come on. The inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life today it won't be denied. Now I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah. Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, they won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up. Meant for my life. life. The day won't be denied. I choose to feel love and peace of mind. Come on, a promise to me. Yes, yeah. That's how it's gonna be.
Today's a new day.
That wonderful presence of God to the ends of our lives. We need that Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. And I'm like, you want to read more up on that? You know, Jesus and I got a chapter for you, know, a verse for you. You know, you go to Psalms 48 and 14 and read about the Holy Spirit. Because I'm telling you something right now, right? It's the Holy Spirit that dwells in us that brings us to the calling of God. It's the Holy Spirit that corrects, that converts sinners into believers and corrects us when we're on our path. He guides us. He's a shield around us. He's that 18 bubble that's around us like us when you walk down that street and all evil there separates and moves from you because they feel that presence. God said he sends the Holy Spirit to prepare a place for you. So when you get there, it's set and ready for you to not guide you. You can do what needs to be done. So on the way there, the Holy Spirit is guiding you. Learn about that Holy Spirit. He is a beautiful spirit because he dwells in you, so you should know about him. Amen to that one. Now, one thing God made us to be is go-getters. We used to do all kinds of things to get what we need done, to get a pair of bills, get high, whatever it may have been. Nothing got in your way. Nothing stopped you when you got to, you accomplished your goal. This is called, this was our BC time period before Christ. Now our AC time period after Christ, we've learned to go after our blessing. In Jesus' name. It's our AC time period. We've learned to worship God as united tenors sing. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody need to be saying hallelujah. oh, Lucifer. You know what I mean? When you worship a God, you know, praise him. They know why you worship him. Look at yourself. You should be able to see the change of Christ in your hand at the Corinthians. Yeah, the Corinthians and the spiritual checkup. You should be able to see a change in you. You should be able to see Christ in you. And that's what you're worshiping him for. That's what you're thanking him for. You understand why he walked the cross and did not get off that cross. You know why he stood up there? He knew the enemy and the power, the weak power of the enemy could truly, you know, God did reveal him in Isaiah 14, you know, 12, all the 17. If you read verses 16 and 17, you find just how minute and nothing he truly is. But your worshiping kills his power. You know what I'm saying? Because when we learn to turn away from our free will, we learn that God's will is way better than ours can ever be. This is through, truthfully, honestly, obedience. That brings the increase. Feel me? And you know, if you want to find out more about that, go on Deuteronomy 30, 15, 16. Feel me? That's where it teaches. Go there. We do this, so Jesus said to do this so you can understand, identifying what the praises are doing, what these gospel songs are saying to you, where they're coming from. So if you can identify what you're going through, you can identify what scripture to go to. Just as with someone else is going, you use the same thing for someone else. But all our answers come through the word of God. And when we study the word of God, I'm telling you as a witness, as a true believer, I sit here, I'm telling you as a five-time used to be a minister labeled to society. Sitting here and God using me, that's only through obedience and the increase with the stamp with okay to sit here and do this. Hallelujah. Now, when your faith, here we go, hope, trust, will, and love grows strong in Christ Jesus, you can tell him, like my man Danny McCarkin would say, that's what I believe. Hallelujah.
I can. Come
that's
on,
right.
England. Put your hands together and give a very warm British welcome to Pastor Danny McCarkin.
Lord, you promise if I keep my mind on you, you keep me in perfect peace. Yes, you will.
You keep me in perfect peace.
If I call upon your name, you never turn away from me. No, no,
you
no.
Never turn away from me.
Said you give me everything I need. Yes, you would.
You give me everything I need.
Oh, yeah.
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 I came for deliverance.
For deliverance.
Yeah.
things. But if you're strong, believe in Jesus Christ like that, Jesus will build up courage up in you, as he speaks about it in Joshua 1 and 9. But see, if you've been listening, before any of this, you have to understand, listen to the Holy Spirit that is converting you when you know you feel something is wrong. You can't fix yourself. You know, a couple of days ago when my fiance was on here, a couple of nights ago on a radio show, and I went outside, I came back, and Jesus told me, hold back and listen for a second. As I was listening, he had said something, told her to say something. That'd be profound. I loved it. When she said, she heard someone saying, when Jesus said, come to me as you are. She said, if you spoke in the blunt, Jesus said, come to me. If you got that beer can in your hand, he says, come to me. If you got that drug in your or that drug in your hand, he said, come to me. Because we have to realize that is true. You can't fix you. Because every time you try to fix you, that's when Lucifer come and tell you, are you okay? Everything good. You got more people just like you. They're big like you, then, you know, you're good then. No. Because you're ruining yourself. And you can see that. And that's what the Holy Spirit comes and do. And he tells you and he teaches you that there's only one person that can truly save you and fix all that. I know it's true because, like I said, I'm sitting right here. I'm a witness. And as I tell you right now, I'm going to take you, Jesus is not going to take you to Romans 10 and 9. And the word of God says that if you shall confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus shall believe in thy heart that God has risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesses made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew or the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich until all that is called unto him. Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty and powerful, blessed name of Jesus Christ, only in spirit and truth, Father God. For you know the spirits are being caught out there, Father God. For you know what Lucifer is doing to somebody. You know the strongholds he has on them, Father God. We come now in the name of Jesus, Father God. To send your Holy Spirit down, Father God. The presence down now, Father God. To believe a break, Father God. So they can look up, Father God. Call upon you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And confessing, Father God. For the one that is with the drug dealers, that's fighting with the drugs, that's fighting with the alcohol, that's fighting with anger, that's fighting with depression, that's fighting with all these things that Lucifer and demons are on their back with, Father God. We know, Father God, only through Jesus Christ is the true way for it all, Father God. We just pray now, Father God, that your word will somehow reach their hearts, Father God, so they may call upon you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we claim the victory over Lucifer. We say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. And as always, get in touch with pastor, church, whatever, and start studying the word of God. Bible study is the most important spot in church, because that's where you can break down the word of God. You can come with the questions that you have, and they all answer right there. It's a steak and potato meal. Right now, we'll pass it over to Pastor Toy for the announcements.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and everyone who has joined in with us this evening. Hallelujah, God. You know, the word of God tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I don't know about you, but if you've been listening to this gospel music, this hour of encouragement this evening, I know that I have truly been strengthened in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We would like to, by faith, encourage those who gave their life to Christ this evening to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where they can grow in the saving knowledge of the Lord and heal from these trials and tribulations of this world. Amen. But until you do, praise God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with The Turning Point and the host Elder Charles and Reverend Maureen Lee. You do not want to miss this mighty duo of God, this husband and wife tag team, as they come before you and usher us into the presence of the Lord with the Turning Point tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. On Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, to pray for you. Also, please keep your eyes out on our social media pages. God is doing some great things here at Purpose Kingdom Network. One of the first things you will be seeing coming to you is Purpose Kingdom Worship Center. And if you keep your eyes on social media, you'll be able to find more information out about that as the Lord brings it into fruition. Amen. But we do know it will be coming to you within the next 60 to 90 days. Amen. We bless and praise God for each and every one of you again who listened in. We would like to say for the record that although we do have the right to encourage one another with these songs, we do not. I repeat, we do not own the rights to the music you are hearing this evening. It is only being played for the edification of our souls. Evangelist Todd, bless and thank God for you, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, truth be in God's hands. Amen. Hallelujah on that one. It's Wolfman Jack. That was my man back in the day. Hallelujah. Now, this next song right here is not about superheroes, but about the only superhero this world will truly need, because he can do what other superheroes cannot do, and that save everyone. You feel me now? Now, once again, I'm going to call on my man Kirk Franklin. Let me tell you, let him sing it with Love Fairy. That's right.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me?
Loving you.
The Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart.
God didn't dance like that. See, God gave David an order to go get the ark, but God went back in Jerusalem. David, when God told him he's going to have these difficulties on the road, but I will cover you. All the difficulties he had, he was covered. When he got the ark and was bringing it back, even though he lost one of his great warriors, and the sadness of losing that warrior, coming into Jerusalem, the closer he got, the more he just felt the spirit, the completion of doing what God told him to do. The satisfaction of knowing he made God happy with what he did. Knowing David, you know what he did with Bathsheba and all those things, having her husband killed, and yet God still kept his covenant with him. The obedience, he felt the presence, the pleasure, God pleased with him. Because of it, it made him joy. David, when he came in Jerusalem, the Bible said he danced so hard, he came up out of his clothes. Come on, somebody. And when you think of who can teach us on how to call or to pray unto God, no one like King David can do that, as he teaches us in Psalms 145, 18 and 19. Please, go read that. Fine, that time has come up, you know what I mean? But you know, nothing of Christ comes to an end. But finally, with the wisdom of God, we realize that there's never a day we can go without Jesus. I know I can't. So with this, without saying a word, I'm going to let my homeboys, United Tennis, tell you how they feel about never a day.
Without it all,
never a day, Lord.
Never a day. 65. Whoa.
Father God, we come to you now to give you all the glory, we give you all the honor and all the praise. We only come in spirit and truth, Father God, to say thank you for tonight. I pray now, Father God, that your word set go forth and accomplish what you have set forth for to do, Father God. Uplift the spirits, Father God. Encourage, build, Father God, what you said it will do, Father God. I praise you now and give you glory because I know it did it. Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we know that 2021 will be a year for all the believers to stand up, to call upon your holy name, for your spirit to come down. We thank you only in Christ. We claim the victory over Lucifer. We say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed. Amen.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me,